In today's Gospel, St. John the Baptist is pointing out there is no contradiction between the mission of Christ and the mission of the baptizer. Indeed, he is pointing out that his ministry was to serve and to point to the one who was come, the one whom he told us that he was unworthy to tie the sandals of his strap. And so he shows in today's Gospel and gives us an example of the proper disposition that we all must have as members of the mystical body. For at the end of the Gospel, when he points out that the bride is always pleased to be in the bridegroom's chamber, he points out the proper disposition of the disciple. For the disciple is to always call attention to the one whom has begotten him, and the one who begets us is the bridegroom, that is, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Indeed, he is showing an attitude towards our Lord that the Blessed Mother would give us the first example of, when she declared that she rejoiced in God her Savior. For at that moment, she is pointing out that Christ truly belongs to her, but also that he is her Savior. And so, all the graces that she received, she received because of the love of Christ. And so the baptizer is also pointing out that his ministry was a grace given to him in order to point to the one who was to come. And so he shows himself a true disciple, and he especially shows that to us in imitation of the Mother of God when he declares that he must increase and I must decrease. And so he points out that he is always to know, love, and serve the Lord. And hence he points out that all the faculties of his soul, his memory, his understanding, and his will are to be sanctified, and they are sanctified by keeping memory of the Lord, by loving the Lord, and by serving the Lord. And so we have a great example in the baptizer of our disposition. Indeed, he points out that as the bridegroom, Christ is the one who gives us all grace. And so many of the doctors and fathers of the church, in commenting on this passage of Scripture, call Christ the husband of the church because he truly begets it, just as the farmer is called a husbandry because he brings forth the fruits of the earth, that is, the grace of the earth. And so our Lord is the one who brings forth all the graces necessary for our salvation. And so he truly is the one that we should always keep in our minds, always have in our hearts, and always desire to serve. And this is so that we may bring attention to him and not to ourselves. And so the baptizer is also recognizing in a humble way that all his faults and failings, all that he does that is contrary to bringing forth the Christ, is contrary to the Christian mission. And so, while we struggle through our faults and our failings, and as Scripture tells us, the just man falls even seven times a day, that is, he falls into those little faults and failings that bring attention more to himself than to the Christ. But what is our disposition? Our disposition is to always try to decrease so that the life of Christ may increase in us. And when the life of Christ increases in us, we help cooperate in the mission of the Mother of God to communicate that life to all souls. And so we have a great dignity that we have been called to as members of the mystical body. And so let us always strive to keep in mind that Christ is our King. He is the one who gives us the graces to do all things so that we may unite ourselves to his mission as the baptizer did, and so that we may always point out the path of salvation, not ourselves, not others, but the Christ, the one true Savior of all mankind, the one hope of salvation for all mankind. And so let us strive in these turbulent times to take upon the attitude of the baptizer, so that we are always striving to know our Lord better, so that we may love him better, and in loving him better, we may serve him better in this life in order to enjoy his presence for all eternity in that life to come.
Et Jesus. Domine.